Oh, I'm so happy to be with you this morning for a lot of reasons. I love this size of building and this size of church community. What it reminds me of is when I first went to a 12-step meeting for adult children of alcoholics. They held it at this place called the Unity Church, and I'd never heard of that, but I just had to go to this meeting because I just had to go to this meeting. Because, you know, when I write these songs like, did you ever feel like hope was almost gone and you didn't have the strength to carry on? I have experienced anxiety and depression over the years. I like to say I dance with it instead of saying I struggle with depression or I struggle with anxiety. I mean, there's no need to struggle. I dance. We can dance. We can dance with it. It's there. It comes and goes. It's not regular. It's, for me, fortunately, not debilitating. And I've been telling Phyllis and Avis what it was like inside me before I learned so many things to help. It was like, you know how a boxer dog is just, they just shake, they're just nervous dogs. In a way, my insides were a little bit like that sometimes, just nervous. And when it would happen the most is when I first woke up in the morning, it was like having a pack of vultures hanging out on the end of the bed, waiting, smoking cigarettes. Just looking at me. And as soon as my mind, you know that second when you're kind of between asleep and awake and you're like, just like for me this morning, it was like, oh, is this the day I can sleep in? Why is my alarm going off now? Oh, that's right. Well, that would be the second that the vultures are like, all right, she's up. Let's get her. All those negative thoughts, all those what ifs. And why did you do that? Why did you do that? Look what you did yesterday. You thought you had a good day, but I know I remember this. How could my mind remember something I couldn't remember at night about that I had done the day before that, you know, it's one of the little things you wish you could have done better. And as a speaker, I would be doing these keynotes at a big conference, and everyone gets an evaluation sheet on which they can write whatever they didn't like with no need to write what they did. And then it always seems like a good idea to give those to me. I do try not to read them. I used to have a wonderful person similar to Phyllis, a person who had a left brain, you know, the left one is the one that's organized, a person who had a left brain that was not like mine, which mine is atrophied from lack of use. It's there. I know we're not supposed to say negative things about ourselves, but it's just a joke. Kind of. Where was I going with that to talk about the left brain? What were we talking about?
Your brain being atrophied?
Yeah, brain being atrophied from lack of use. Well, I was fortunate in prior years when I was doing all those keynote concerts all over the place and was really busy. I had a person like Phyllis who could read the sheets and then just let me know anything I needed to know in a kind way, like, hey, Jana, you know, next time you speak at a church, how about not saying bad things about yourself, okay? Because, you know, we're trying not to do that. And that's not a good thing to model for everyone. Well, hey, we're all imperfect. And you know me, I believe that we can be great without being perfect. And what's great about finally turning 60, I had no idea. You've got 20 more years to wait for this, but it is going to be so good when it comes. It's like you turn 60 and you just don't give a It's so awesome. You don't give a sh about your stuff. You don't give a sh about what people think. You don't give a sh that you've got flaws. You don't give a sh about anything that would hold you back from just being who you are and letting it be like this. Look, I'm only guessing that. Okay, and you're going to have to tell me where I was going in just a second, because this is a rabbit trail. Who's the person that donated these flowers?
Peter.
And did they come out of your garden?
No, not that Pete.
Different Pete. Did they come out of Pete's garden?
They did.
You know, there's a difference between a perfect flower arrangement from a florist and flowers picked with love for us, that were grown with love and enjoyed with love, that we can enjoy with love. I see this is how we are. This is each one of us. We're a garden of delights, each one of us, that God has grown with love. And that God offers up. Look, this is Phyllis. Look, this is my Phyllis. This is my Crystal. This is my Terry. Remind me your name. We met momentarily, Michael. This is my Michael. This is my Michael. Look at all these beautiful things. Even this flower that's tipped over, it's still so beautiful. Look how beautiful my Michael is. I believe we are God's gift to the world. And then we think we're supposed to look like something from a florist. Instead of saying, God is my florist, this is what God wanted me to be. Why can't we call this beautiful? Why can't we call ourselves beautiful? Even with our broken stems, it's still beautiful, still shining for all the world to see. Was it you who asked for the song Small Star Shines in the Darkness? There's a beautiful song that I couldn't sing last night, but it says, even a small star shines in the darkness for someone somewhere to see. It lights the way for those in the distance. That's what our courage means to me. Look, God even lets us rearrange and it's still beautiful. I am being myself this morning, just being in the moment, and God made me loving that. If you want to come to improv this afternoon, we'll be playing with just living in the moment and being beautiful, our beautiful broken-stemmed selves still shining for all we're worth. I believe a star is a bright light shining for all it's worth. We are all stars in God's sky. You can probably tell I like to play with different images of God. So, you know, some people, like me, when we were little, we personified God like an old man in the clouds or something like that. And then I began playing with, ooh, God could be female. And then realizing, well, God is too big for any definition of our, based on our humanness. We may be created in God's image, but we always try to create God in our image. I like to play with the images. My favorite image right now is that it starts with this. that God is the ocean, and each one of us is a drop of water. That soul, that spirit inside each one of us is a drop of water from God's ocean. A drop of water. Some of us are raindrops. Some of us are snow. Some of us are hail. But we're all drops of water from the ocean of God's love. Now, my favorite image that I've been playing with lately is that we are water balloons with this very thin membrane called skin. We are water balloons in the river of God. We are water balloons floating along with this little membrane we're so attached to, as this is me and this is you, but it's all the same. And we're surrounded by this water. I love that image. I'm a person who likes to write my images into songs sometimes so that I can help myself be brave. Because if you hear my song called "What Would I Do Today If I Were Brave," you might think, oh, she must be such a brave person. But the reality is that I write these songs so that I can stay brave, because I have to hear them all the time. I'm wondering if you know where that spare battery is. We had a spare battery here, and I'm so glad that we can be excellent without being perfect. He's going to go get the spare battery, and hey, I barely even need it, huh? I love to be in the moment, and this is in the moment, just playing with whatever comes, dancing with whatever comes as it is, not wishing it would be different. That's my practice. There are so many wonderful practices in unity, and what I love about this church, it reminds me of not my Unity church that I went to, because it was kind of bigger than this, but you know what this reminds me of? My 12-step groups that met at our Unity Church. Because our 12-step groups were just us. The people who came were the 12-step group. The building was the container we get to meet in for our community. And our community of our 12-step meetings, you know, one person brought coffee and one person did this and did that, and we had a little book, and one person would be the person to be the leader that month and would open up the book and read what we're supposed to read, and then we have our meeting where we share from the heart and we listen to experience strength and hope from others. And so I was going to that Unity Church for that experience, strength, and hope in my 12-step meetings. And then I got to go on Sundays and get all this music and be so uplifted and be with a community of others who believe the same way, that we are born with this beautiful soul. I've always believed that I had this soul inside me that was always going, "Hello, Jenna, could we work together here? Hello, Jenna, Jenna, Jenna. I know you like watching Oprah to get the answers to your life, and I know you like reading all those books from Unity, but hello, could we chat? Could we chat?" I was one of those people that had a hard time being quiet long enough to hear. And that's okay. I have failed at meditation in giant marble pyramids where people are happily meditating. And my mind is going, how much longer, how much longer, how much longer, how much longer? Thank goodness there's an app for that. So seriously, my Headspace app, a guy teaches you meditation in a meditative voice, and it counts as meditation while he's talking to you. Because he's teaching you, and then the spaces between his sentences get longer and longer until you go, is it over? I was meditating. Oh my gosh, that's what it is. It's like that thing between wake and sleep, but no vultures. And those 12-step meetings and my Unity Church helped me so much. I'm going to add one more thing. They helped me get the courage to go to a psychiatrist. I was so afraid that if I ever took medication to help my mind, it would mean I was broken. That something was so wrong with me that I would be broken. And I just couldn't face that. So I suffered. I went to 12-step meetings several a week. I read the books. I came to church. I did all the things you're supposed to do, but it was still there for years. Because I was afraid to let someone help me. What would I do if I knew I could not fail? If I believed, would the wind always fill up my sail? How far would I go? What could I achieve? Trusting the hero in me. If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge where true believers dare to tread and never lose faith, even when losing my way. And I do lose my way, but what step would I take today if I were brave? I want you to be thinking about something good you could do for your mental health, your spiritual health, or your physical health, and it could be the same thing for all three. As we sing, what would I do today if I were brave?
What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What if we're all meant to do what we secretly dream or secretly fear? What would you ask if you knew you could have anything? Like the mighty oak sleeps in the heart of a seed, are there miracles in you and me? You know there are. If I were brave, I'd walk the razor's edge where true believers dare to tread and never lose faith, even when losing my way. What step would I take today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave? What would I do today if I were brave?
Let's sing it one more time. What will I do today? I am brave.
What will I do today? I am brave. What will I do today? I am brave. What will I do today? I am brave. What will I do today? I am brave.
You have no idea how scary it was for me to tell you what I just told you. This is new for me as I realize that we need to talk about mental health more, and that what we do for our mental health and our spiritual health are the same things. They're the same things. Now, you guys probably heard that we laughed a lot last night and that she's really funny. It's like, well, I didn't notice that. So I have said the word psychiatrist. I want to tell you how I got there briefly before I do the last song. I was at the gynecologist, and I was going through menopause. I'm Jana 6.0 now, 60, so we're past that. Whatever version you are, you just take your age and put a decimal in the middle. So that's the version you are, that's your latest upgrade. I go to Jana 6.1 in November, yeah. But remember to offload all that that old software that is no longer serving you. You gotta offload it. So I said to my gynecologist, okay, you know, I'm starting to go through menopause and I'm really afraid that if my hormones change, my skin is just gonna suddenly fit like a baggy old pair of pajamas. And I know that skin is soul pajamas, but I didn't want it to look like soul pajamas. Because, you know, I was in my 40s, my ego was a lot stronger then, a lot more powerful, a lot more running the show then, not as much as now, because you get free of a lot of that when you turn 60, don't you? It's awesome. And so I said to my gynecologist, have you got anything? Can you give me anything for that? I was worried about my skin, right? I was worried about my looks. I don't mind asking about something for my skin and my looks, but, oh, we couldn't ask for anything about my thinking, about my mind, about my mental health. That might mean something's wrong. And here's what my gynecologist said. She said, I know what you mean. She said, I was leaning over. I had my head turned over, blow drying my hair recently. And she said, I happened to catch a glimpse of myself in the full length mirror. And she said, have you ever seen your face upside down? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And she said, if there were something, I would be taking it. And I would give it to everyone. She said, in fact, I was talking to my psychiatrist about things like this. You, my wonderful, funny, relatable OBGYN, you have a psychiatrist, and you can say the word out loud. You can say, my psychiatrist, with that much ownership, you can do that. And I talked to her about it. She said, would you like to see my psychiatrist? So maybe I'm the one that says to you, I have a psychiatrist, and they're wonderful people. And I believe God sent them too. All right, we're going to end with one video. And yeah, you might say, gosh, Jana, she's kind of random instead of linear. It's true. It's true. But I hope that this morning, including in this last song, you're going to hear, see, experience something that you needed to hear, see, or experience. That there's a lesson in this that you needed this morning. And as if this is not enough to remind us how beautifully and wonderfully made we are, I want you to see some life-changing difference makers. Especially in the very beginning of this video, you're going to see a little girl. And she's lying on the floor, and she's between two little boys. And I want you to notice, it's a very brief shot, but I want you to notice how wonderfully she's made. And because I got to experience her, she goes with me where I go. And as you look at her and the other children in this video, you'll see they're life changers. They're difference makers. They are just as they're meant to be. They're as unique as you and me. And nothing is holding them back from making a difference in the world and being all they're here to be. Here we go. Then I'll be finished. This is Together We Can Change the World. This was our very first trip. You can turn that up a little bit, Terry. Yeah. This is Bangkok. There's a guy showering there. How can I even try to explain what I've seen? Little kids lying on the floor, there she is, like in some bad dream. Some couldn't move their limbs at all, but one was trying to feed the little boy lying next to her. And it helped me to see that we're all in this together, living right now. Let's try and make it better for each other somehow. No one should go hungry. Everyone should feel loved. We're all in this together. Every one of us. I still know these kids. And I love these kids. Look at this little guy. So cute. Watch these two. Since I walked away from the kids that day through the bustling streets, I look a little deeper at every stranger I meet. I see much more in common than I used to do. You smile just like me. I hurt just like you. And we're all in this together. Living right now. Let's try and make it better for each other somehow. No one should go hungry. Everyone should feel loved. We're all in this together. Every one of us. We're all in this together. Every one of us, every one of God's children, uniquely and beautifully made. There is no broken. We all are exactly as we're meant to be, and brave enough to ask for help when we need it, because we're all in this together. We're all in this together. We're all in this together, so let's do all we can.
I can change the world.
My name is Christina.
My name is Giant.
Bring the child out in all of us.
We are all in this together.
Jana Stanfill, everyone. Let's give her another great big...
Mm-hmm.